This is our first recording of an easy introduction to the Rambam, to his Mishneh Torah. We're going to be starting with Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. This is the Keter, or the introduction, the Hakdama to the Halachos. And the Rambam says as follows, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Yesh B'chalon Aser Mitzvos, Shesh Mitzvos Esei, V'arba Mitzvos Losa Esei. So there are 10 mitzvos discussed in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. 6 of them are mitzvos asei, are mitzvos that we do, and 4 of them are mitzvos los asei, 4 of them are prohibitions. And zehu partan, and these are what they are. The first of the mitzvos, leida sheyesham eloka, to know that there is a God. Okay, we're going to get into the details of these mitzvos as we learn about them, but the first is to know that there is a God. The second, shelo ya'aleh b'machshava sheyesham eloka acher zu asei Hashem. The second is a prohibition that's linked to the first one, is not to consider in your mind that there might be another God besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The third, liyechudo, is to unify God, which means to understand that there is one God. The fourth, ahavo, to love God. The fifth, Lira mimenu. The mitzvah is to have awe of God. Yira is not fear, as the Rambam will explain later, but rather it is awe. Lekadesh shemo, to sanctify God's name. Shelo lechalel shemo. The seventh is not to desecrate God's name. We'll explain all of these mitzvos as we go on in the halachos. Shelo la'abei dvarm shenikra shemo alehem. That you shouldn't destroy anything that is that has God's name on it or is associated with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We'll get into what this refers to. The ninth, Lishmoa min hanavi hamedaber bishmo, to listen to a prophet that speaks in God's name. Shlo lenasoso. The tenth is not to test God. And the Rambam will explain these halachos as we go on, and we're going to start with Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, famous halacha in the Mishneh Torah. The Rambam starts off as follows: Yisodei Yisodos V'Amud HaChachmos Leida Sheyesham Matzui Rishon. Right, so the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of wisdom is to know that there is a first being. V'Hu Mamtzi Kol Nimtza, and it is through him that he allows all things that exist to exist. V'chol ha'nimtzayim mishamayim v'aretz, and anything that is found in the heavens or the land. U'mash b'neihem lo nimtzu ela me'amisas ha'mitzvah. So anything that exists only exists because of the truth and the reality of God's existence. Okay, so The first halacha that the Rambam has explains to us the pillar of all wisdom. And the pillar of all wisdom is to know that there is a first being. The first being. There was nothing, no other being was before this one. This was the first being. And this first being is responsible for all other beings that are around. All other beings stem from the reality that he exists. And the Rambam goes on in Halacha Beis, and he says as follows, V'im ya'ale al hadas shehu eino matzui, ein davar acher yachol himatzos. Now, if you would imagine and contemplate the idea that there is no God, right, v'eino matzui, that there is no God, ein davar acher yachol himatzos, then no other thing could possibly exist. Since all things that exist stem from God's existence, so no other thing could exist if God did not exist. Okay, so those are the first two halachos. Going on to halacha gimel. V'im ya'ale al hadas, she'in kol hanimtzayim lo vado matzuyim. Okay, so if you would contemplate the idea that nothing else exists, hu levado yematzui velo yevatel hu levatlam, that would have no effect on God's existence. If God was the only thing that existed, God would still exist the same way he exists now. If you would destroy everything, nullify everything in the entire world, God would be unaffected. Shekohan in Sain Srichim Lo, because everything that is that exists in the world needs God. It's to, they're dependent on God. Vuhu Baruch Hu, but God, who is the ultimate in blessing, Eino Tzarech Lahem, God does not need them. V'lo le'echad mehem, it doesn't need any of them. L'fichach ein amisaso ke'amisas echad mehem. And here's where it gets a complex, as if those things we hadn't learned before weren't complex, but this is very complex. The truth, the reality of God's existence is unlike the reality of any other existence. Okay? In other words, the reality of God's existence is not like the reality of our existence or any other created thing's existence. We are real, and we exist. But we exist in a different sort of level of existence than God does, because our existence is completely dependent on God's existence, while God's existence is independent of anything else. So the reality that we exist as a dependent is different than God as independent. Okay? So that's the line. L'fichach ein amisaso ka'amisas echad mehem. While both we and God and many other things exist, our existence is different than God's existence. Who, going on to Halacha Dalet, who shehanavi omer, v'ashem Elohim emet. This is what is stated by Yirmiyahu when he says that God is emes. God is reality. Emes we generally translate as truth. Here I'm going to translate it as reality. When Yirmiyahu said that Hashem, God, is real emes, what he meant was hu levado haemes. He, meaning God alone, is emes, is real. Ve'ein la'acher emes ka'amisaso, and there is nothing else that exists in the same way as God. V'husha Torah omeres. This is what the Torah, what it means in the Torah when it's stated in the Torah. Ein od milvado. There is nothing like God. Kelomar. What does that mean? Ein shamatsui emes milvado kimoso. There is nothing that exists. There's nothing real other than God. That's it. That's the. He's in his own category of existence. And again, the idea, what makes God's existence unique from our and all other things existing, is that God his existence is independent and not dependent on anything else, while every other level of existence, everything else that exists, is dependent on God. Okay, going on to Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Hamatsui Hazeh, right? So this entity, this thing that we are discussing, what we have been referring to as God, whose existence is unique to all other things that exist, Hu Elokei HaOlam, Adon Kol Haaretz, he is the God of the world, controls the entire world, and master of all the land. V'hu ha-manig ha-gilgal b'koach she'en lo keitz v'tachlis b'koach she'en lo hesek. And he controls, he leads, manhig, he leads and controls the sphere, the Gilgal, with a strength that is infinite. It has no limitations. And it's with a power that has no stopping to it. There's no stopping to the power. It is completely and totally limitless. Shad Gilgal Sovev Tamid, because the sphere is constantly going around. V'ish e'efshar she'yisov below mesaveit. It is impossible for something to be in motion without something putting it into motion. V'hu baruch hu ha'mesaveit also below yad u'below guf. And God is the one that spins it and controls it, but without a hand and without a body, meaning that God does so without any form, without any shape, because shape would be a limitation. Now the Rambam says, that's five halachos that we've seen, and the Rambam goes on and he says as follows. This is halacha vav. V'yidias davar zeh, mitzvas aseh. The knowledge of this idea is a mitzvah that we must fulfill. Shenamar, which mitzvah is this in the Torah? It's the first of the Ten Commandments. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. That's the mitzvah of knowing what we said until this point. If it would come onto your mind and you would think to yourself and contemplate, maybe there really is another God besides this one. Over below sase, not only have you negated and not fulfilled the mitzvah sase, the mitzvah to understand that there is a God, but you've also violated a prohibition. Shenemar lo yelecha Elohim acherim al panai, because the pasuk says that you cannot have any other gods. You can't contemplate this. V'kofer be'ikar, and if you do think this, then you're a complete and total heretic. Okay, you have you've denied the most fundamental idea that there is in our reality. Shezehu ha'ikar ha'gadol shakol talui bo, because this knowledge that there is a first being that is completely independent of all other beings and is His power is limitless and is completely independent of anything else and has no body, is the principle by which our entire religious system depends on. You cannot be a Jew who follows the Torah. You cannot consider yourself a follower of the Torah if you do not maintain as a reality and truth in your world that there is a primary being who is completely independent of all other things in the world, does not need anything else, and exists completely independent of them, and doesn't exist in the same way we do, and is limitless in his power. If you would deny any of these things, you cannot be considered a member of the Torah observant community. You are a kofer ba'ikar. You are one who denies the fundamental principle of all of our religious system. Those are the first six halachos of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Going on to the seventh halacha, Eloka Zeh Echad Hu. This God that we have been referring to is one. Ve'eino Shnayim Ve'lo Yoser Al Shnayim. He is not two, and he is not more than two. Ela Echad, but only one. Here we enter a complex idea. She'ein ki yichudo echad min ha'achadim ha'nimtzayim b'lo olam. But when we say that God is one, his oneness, when we describe God as one, his one is not the usual one that we refer to when we say one and not two. Lo echad kemin shehu kolel achadim harbe. When I have 100 pennies, I have $1. But that $1 is made up of 100 pennies. When I have one pretzel, I have one pretzel, but that pretzel is made up of many different grains of wheat. And that is not true of the oneness of God. Lo echad kiguf, shehu nechlak lemechlokot ulekatzavot ela yichud she'en yichud acher kemoso ba'olam. He is not like a body that can be divided into many different parts. Rather, his ela yichud she'en yichud acher kemoso ba'olam. Rather, his oneness is a oneness that is not like others in the world, that it cannot be divided. Ilu haya lokos harbe, if there were many gods, hayu gufin vigvios, then there would have to be bodies to them. There would have to be physical form. Ne she'en hanimnim hashavin ben siyoso nifradim zemizeh, ela b'marin she'iru begufos vagvios. Because the only way we would be able to divide God and say there are many different gods is if they were divided somehow by physical form. That's the only way we could say there are five or six or seven gods. V'ilu haya hayotzer guf v'gvia, and if God was physical, hayalokates v'tachlis, then there would by definition be a limit to God. She'iyashar liyot guf she'en lokates, because it is impossible to have a physical form that does not have an end to it. If and any body that has a boundary, that has an end or a limit, v'tachas yesh lekocho kates, and to its strength and abilities there is a limit. V'sof, right, and an end and a limit. V'elokeinu baruch shemo hoil v'kocho ein lokates. And God, since he is limitless and his strength has no limits, his power has no limits, ve'eno posek, and shaharia gilgal sovev tamid, ein kochol koach guf, his power is not the physical power that we are used to. Ve'hoyo ve'eno guf, and since he is not a body, and he has no form, lo yiru lo ma'oros agufos, any consequence of being physical cannot be associated with God. Kidei she'ya nechlak v'nifrad, ve'acher, that he could be divided and separate from other things. Lefichach iyashar she'ya elo echad. Therefore, since he cannot be divided, since he is unified, it is impossible to say that he has a body. And knowing this idea of the oneness and the unique oneness of God is in itself a positive command. Shenemar, Vashem Elokeinu, Vashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And it says that God, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. That God is that, and this is the idea when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. One meaning not simply one to the exclusion of two or three or four, but one to the purest idea of one, where he cannot be divided. We have covered a great deal in this first episode. We have covered seven halachos of Hilchos Yesodei Torah in Parak Aleph. We have covered the idea of the foundation of all foundations, which is that there is a primary being, and that it is from this primary being that all other things that exist stem from. They've covered the idea that that God is independent of all things, that God is his reality and his truth is different than our reality, even though we are both real. We have talked about how his power is limitless. We have talked about how God is the power that's limitless, that causes all other things to be power. And we called that the first mitzvah of Anochi. And we talked about the losase of loya, that you shouldn't contemplate other gods. And we talked about the idea of the unity of the oneness of God.